99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. A very beautiful good afternoon to you. Welcome to this side of the sun. My name's Joyce. The sun rises here. Mm-hmm. This is Nigeria Info. And you know, Thursdays, we first assign the first hour and a half. It's assigned to confessions. And then after that, we begin the Lords of Logic. So I got a message yesterday, and I think there's something I'd like to say about the message that I received. And I think that if time permits us, we should maybe the first 30 minutes open that to some public contribution. And then we go into the conversation about, yeah, what the issue today on the Lords of Logic will be, which is not an issue, it's a conversation. The Lords of Logic today, does the fear of loss help you win? I know it sounds like it's all inside of itself, but maybe we can be a little patient with thought and then find out what thought can reveal. Today on the Lords of Logic, welcome Lagos, Nigeria to the sunny side. It's 22 minutes past 12. Yeah. All right. And we are about to go into it head first. This is London Grammar. Do you love London Grammar? This one is titled Non-Believer. I think you'll like it. The sun rises here. And of course, you know how this works. When you call in, you don't say your name. My guess is as good as yours. Well, yeah, I'll spare you all that. I think you pretty much know how this works. And no, you don't have to guess. What happens is, because it's a secret, and you might have a certain reaction to your secret being shared. And many times, it is pretty much you'd like to tell the story without being seen. And thank God for radio then. So here you're not seen. But I think one way you could also be identified is if your name was known. And here, your name will not be known. So when you call in, you don't say your name. And with that, we believe that affords you just enough room to hide behind being anonymous to share your story, however crazy, weird, unusual, sad. Might even be a thriller, a horror. It might be a rom-com. And who knows what the themes of your life really is, right? I mean, the theme of your life might have an element of wonder, surprise, for some chaos, sadness, pain, and sometimes mystery. Yesterday, I was on Twitter, and there's a story being reported of a crime scene in Abuja where four young people were killed. And just while the song was playing, London Grammar, Non-Believer, I was reading through what would appear to be an updated version of the story. And I think I could say, be careful, but that doesn't cut it. I could say, things are happening, blah, 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 be careful. No, it doesn't cut it. Yeah, be careful, but it seems as though there's something under this layer of reality that maybe needs to be understood, so that maybe what being careful is means that you know something and then you know how to avoid it. Now, that's being careful. When you don't know something, how do you know to avoid it? How do you know to be careful? Yeah. And I do intend to follow up on the story, and I don't even know if I can talk about it. It's really, in fact, the updated version is so graphic. In my head, I'm thinking, why would anybody kill someone like that? Like, why would you kill like this? Like, what do you want? You know, there are scenes about someone's head being bashed. Arms severed from body, fingers cut off, and yeah, those gory things, like very gory detail happened. Well, at least it was reported yesterday. I read it yesterday on Twitter, and I don't know. I don't know. I think to be careful is to know. And maybe when I wish you the light, that's exactly what I mean, because it's as though you have to know something. And then when you juxtapose what you know against the reality outside of yourself, then you know how to navigate this world. So I really do wish you the light. Let's not start off on it. Well, it's like, I wanted to say, well, let's not start off on a very sad note. It's like life happens and you don't even hope to see sadness, madness, evil, chaos, destruction, death. But you wake up and then you hear that it has happened to someone. Oh, all right. So I'm not sure what the tales of your life that's the thing. It's the details that we don't know. And we're hoping that by conversation, we can learn from you, see through you, not see through you, like by you, with your story, you know, see how life is interacting with you. And maybe by your interaction and how you're overcoming it, or maybe you even need ideas as to how to overcome it. Maybe collectively we can learn, and then we can surmount, and maybe we can know what we need to know and find out how we need to find things out. And maybe with all of that, we can really say that we're careful. The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Welcome to Nigeria Info. 0700-993-993-993. I hear that there is also now a connection for the ladies. Well, ladies, I want to thank all of you for being wonderful, you know, and hanging in there. The number for the ladies, 090-874-3-0753. I'll run that by you again. 090-874-3-0753. So you actually have a 53 and also a 54. 090-874-3-0754. So the last digit just changes 3 and 4. 3 or 4. So both are available to the ladies and, of course, to everyone else. Human, subhuman, supernatural humans, men, extraordinary men, gods, godlike. Welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce, and that's the only name you'll know in another 1.5 hours, yeah? The only name necessary. When you're calling, you don't say your name. And we begin Confessions Thursday today. Hello, Confessions Thursday.
Hello, sorry.
Confessions Thursday, good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, I have a confession.
I'm with you, go ahead.
Sorry, there's a lady I was looking for. Her name is Joyce.
Her name's Joyce?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where?
99.3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side. Welcome to the show. Hey, Confessions Thursday. If you can hear me, I'm with you. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Turn off the volume of your radio set. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession? Hello, welcome to the show. Good afternoon to you. Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I called in last week and, pardon me, I spoke about my wife, about pleading that I don't want bloodshed on my hands. Too bad, you were close enough then, you were unable to discuss the issue. So I'm calling again this afternoon for a remembrance. You said something when you were closing up, when I said I needed a safety of where I'm staying, you know, so that my wife would not get where I'm staying, that I can be free.
Oh, you're that guy.
Okay, I am. So now, you said something on radio that people should be careful of that kind of help. I'm not begging. I lived all my life, you see, I lived all my life to put my children, you know, in what will benefit them tomorrow. So now,
what do you think the statement means? What do you think the statement means?
Sorry?
What do you think that the statement, people be careful, what do you think that means?
Yeah. That they should be careful. And
is that wrong to say?
No, it's not wrong. That's what I want to speak about now, that I want people to come, you know, 1, 2, 3, come and see what I'm going through. You see, now, when they see, they can report to the radio, that man is saying the truth.
Okay.
Because someone sent a text and said it's not true because of what I said then. I worked 35 years. I don't have a roof on my head. Now, I used all my sweat to put my children in order. My wife just looked up one day, get out 3 consecutive times. Get out, the family could not say anything. And now I am almost homeless.
Your wife did what God touts?
Sorry?
What did you say your wife got?
She built her own home.
Oh, got a house, you mean, or touts?
House.
Oh, she got a house.
Yeah, she got her own building. And then I went to join her there. It's a long story, with the radio will not permit me. I went to join her there, and then she looked on one day and said, just leave my house. And just like that, part of my
base. So you don't have any friends in your church, in your mosque, you don't have any relatives, you have made no friendships, there's nobody else you can go to and say, I want to stay with you.
Yeah, sister, church intervene, but it's not working. My wife, she's from a Muslim background, she turned to be a Christian, but this Muslim thing is still in her life.
When you say...
And I don't know, I can't help for that.
Muslim, being Muslim is not a problem. Being a Muslim is not a problem. Like, her choices are her actions are a function of her thoughts, and she's choosing that. When you say you don't want bloodshed, what do you mean?
Yeah, thank you. She provokes me a lot.
Then what do you do about that? You're not a child anymore. So when you don't want something...
You know, devil is working in almost all marriages on earth.
Yeah,
now.
But you must make a decision about something that you don't
that's
like.
That's why I want to escape, sister. That's why I want
to
escape.
You can't be saying you want to. You have, in fact, one of the things you've said repeatedly is this: I don't want to wake up and kill somebody. I don't want to wake up and... Now you're sounding as though you want me to come and help you escape.
Oh, no, not you. No, I'm in a tight corner now. Get it foremost now to this time. I'll be pushed out of...
Aren't there people that you can go to? Because you can't be saying that I don't want to kill somebody, and then you stay in hell hoping that the devil doesn't wake up tomorrow and insist that today is the day he's going to make you kill somebody. It's like you have to be able to do something about the situation on your own.
That's what I'm saying, ma. I said I was shot hit. I worked with one of the federal ministers.
I know that. I mean, don't you have family? Hold on a second. You're 61. No. You're 61. Are there not... You don't have people, family, between the mosque and the church?
I don't.
People who have known you 10 years, 5 years? You don't have anybody?
I don't. Except God and the church.
Why don't you go to the church and tell them that you want to stay there?
Because I'm even helping in the church, too. You see, I'm even happy in the church.
And they can't let you stay within the premises?
The only thing
Have you spoken to your children to help you?
No. Only few friends got me where I'm staying. And I can't be a burden on them. So that, that's why I'm trying. I'm striving as well. So that I can receive help. I've done my part. Let the Lord Almighty do His own. I wanted to get out. I used part 3/4 of my income, of my gratuity, to process visa for... passport for me and my son, who were rejected last year. And then I'm still on it, though. My only point is just to get out, get a home. I want to be...
Don't you have brothers? You don't have sisters?
Brothers are lame. They are useless. Those ones are useless. I'm the only one that believes in Christ. Fetish and all whatever. You know, I don't... No. It's a long story. So I believe in Christ, and I believe He does all things, you know, to those who believe in Him. And that's why I'm calling. I just need assistance.
All your brothers are fetish. All of them. All your sisters are fetish. Yeah. All of them.
We're only four. The senior one has not gotten married. I see 67. He's just roaming about the street. You get it?
Does he have a house you can stay in, at least until you're able to sort out this whole accommodation thing?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's up to God. I'm just trying. I'm not lazy. I'm not lazy. I know I'm able. Yeah, when you see me at my age, people call me to be 40-something because I'm still agile. I don't rely on...
If you want someone to help you get an apartment, how long do you intend to be there for?
I don't know. That's why I'm shouting. I don't want them to push me out of this place.
No. You haven't answered the question. Think about the question. You say you want someone to give you an apartment. You say you want to stay somewhere.
Yeah.
How long do you want to stay there for? Because they also have to be working with a time frame.
Okay, thank you. Perhaps a year or two. I don't know.
A year or two.
It may not be up to God. He has the timing. So I don't want to depict. You understand? Even this one is just 1 year. I'm still processing my getting out. Either Canada or U.S. Please, can you...
Why don't you use that money to get an accommodation?
Sorry?
Why don't you use that money and get an accommodation? Because now, more than going overseas, it's you getting a roof over your head. So if you have money to process papers to get out of the country, why don't you get an accommodation?
Oh, God.
You're not listening
to me. Not that I have cash on me now. If I have, I won't come to the radio, you see. But I just need help. Maybe from the embassy, they are listening. Connect me with them. Let them get me out of this nation. I'm tired here. I'm useless here.
It doesn't work like that. You're not even being realistic, and you sound intelligent. Like, what do you mean if the embassy is listening, they should get you out? Like, how it never works like that.
It does, madam. This is connection. Nigeria is on connection now, not by your thinking, nor by your reading, nor by your knowledge. No, you have to be connected. And that's exactly what I'm doing. Yeah, speaking to the national radio, you know, because the person that got my money then, he gave me all out confidence that, oh, guy, you are going at your age. I was 60 then. He said, no, they don't reject. He later came back to tell me that because I had my son, that maybe I wanted to sneak my son out. So they rejected me. And here I am.
How old is your son?
He was 17 then.
They thought you wanted to sneak your son out. You know how many fathers send their children outside this country every day?
I wouldn't know why this one didn't work. They said once he's 18, that he will have to be on his own. But now he can still go with me. So the visa was processed together for two of us.
So
I was shocked.
Okay, so you're hoping Canada is listening right now, and then they'll just say, well, call that guy. Let's just give him visa. Let him just go to Canada and maybe, yeah, live.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it can. Nothing God cannot do. Please, let it be. And even with your own connection too. Yeah, I listen to you often. I know you are full upstairs. Please do something for me.
Thank you very much for calling.
Please do something for me.
I can't do anything for you in case you were banking on that one. So I'm out of there.
I'm not saying money. I mean, in terms of connection.
Connection for you to get outside this country.
Sorry?
Connection for you to leave the country, right?
Yeah.
I want to leave. Your prayers.
I want to.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay. All right. Like, I think.
I want to leave and have my head somewhere.
Okay.
So that let me start all again and be able to stand on my feet and not depend on my wife. Yeah, she has two buildings.
Do you understand that in the case of life and death, you have to take what comes? Like, you have to go to friends, you have to go to people who speak to you, like, you have to try other people around you. Because
I have been doing it.
Because I think some Nigerians might have an accommodation that they want to hand over to you 2 years rent free. I mean, that's even possible. But I think that there is a complexity to your story. There's a complexity to your story that if anybody's going to help you, they are honestly going to be putting one foot in your situation. And the last thing they want to do is not know what they're getting themselves into.
Yeah, I'm dying in silence.
All right, it's fine. So let's find out whether someone has an accommodation that they can give to you.
I cannot continue like this. Holy Spirit, all right. Guide me, please. Thank you. Thank you.
Confessions Thursday. Night to 9.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. It's Confessions Thursday. Remember the volume of your radio set.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Thank you for calling. Do you have a confession?
No, I just want to talk about...
You have a minute on the clock. One good minute.
There's a program on your radio every Saturday morning, Relationship 360. It's hosted by a lawyer.
Your radio isn't turned off.
Pardon?
Your radio is not turned off.
Oh, let me leave the room then. Okay. It's hosted by Barrister Abamishebi. I think you should get in touch with him.
Okay.
It will help him out. Because
Saturday mornings.
Pardon?
Saturday mornings.
No, Saturday morning, yes, 7 to 9.
7 to 9.
The one that sits in the street. You should get in touch with him.
Great.
Secondly, has he been to the police? Or has he been to the mediation center? Those ones can legally... You see this church, God. God won't come down to do anything. And I think the way he's going about it is wrong.
All right.
You say you want to leave, you don't want blood on your hands, and you are still staying there, you don't have any brother, your brothers are useless, all this. There's something wrong somewhere.
Thank you very much.
You should get in touch with the barrister. He needs to be together. He will help him.
Thank you for calling. I do appreciate. 99.3 Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday. Make it back 0700-993-993-993. Hello, Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
Sir. Welcome. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Good afternoon. I don't have confession.
You have a minute on the clock.
I want to speak on that.
You have 1 minute. Go ahead.
That man is complicating issues. The other time he called, you asked him to leave. He said he wants to leave. Later he will come back and take his wife when he's settled. He's not being real. He should stand on one point. At least whether he wants to leave and separate and stay away from that woman that he said wants to kill him. It should be real. It should calm down. It should look for somebody that around his locality. Even that his brother that he calls useless might be able to help him. to secure accommodation, just to put his head first, so that he will look for what to do around. Not wanting to jackpot, that's not the solution. The other time he said when he go back, when he settled, he will bring the wife back again. You understand, Joyce?
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. The Sunny Side, 09087430753 and 54. Now two additional lines for the ladies, and I hope you get a call. I hope you call in and of course share a confession. You're on the Sunny Side. Welcome to Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce.
Hello, Joyce.
Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. This is Obinna calling from Thursday.
Do you have a confession? Hello. Can you hear me? Hello, make it back. Hello, Confessions Thursday. The volume of your radio sets. If you have a confession, you don't say your name, and you have a minute on the clock if you want to speak on anything. Hello.
Okay, I don't have a confession, but I actually want to speak on...
1 minute. You're introducing yourself. It's 1 minute. Get to it.
Okay. So I think, number one, to me, the way the man is speaking is like psychologically is having him.
Huh? Serving him?
I think he actually needs a psychiatrist to help him out.
Okay.
Apart from maybe the doctor or something, or maybe a psychology, or that's what I mean.
A psychologist,
to help him out.
Okay. Because thank you for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info. Actually, lost you. The Sunny Side, 0700 993 993 993. It's Confessions Thursday. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello, Joyce.
Yeah, welcome. Do you have a confession?
Not exactly, Joyce. Just
1 minute.
A few minutes. Concerning that man that looks really distressed. I think the man is a little messed, and like the last caller said, maybe a counselor, maybe a. He need to study the mental balance first. I don't know.
All right.
If there's any somebody who can do that, I can help him.
Thank you.
Okay, Joyce. Well done, Joyce.
Thank you. There's a psychologist who's willing to extend a service without charge to the gentleman. It does quite a number of people are suggesting that he might need an evaluation of a sort. Joyce, the dude lost hope and needs help. May we not have on... We may not understand the complexity of his situation, but he's really broken and confused on life. How I wish I could help him with an accommodation. He needs some counseling and probably a psychological assessment. Thank you very much. Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. It's Confessions Thursday. Make it back. My name's Joyce. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Okay. For the idea of the other man.
You don't have a confession. You have a minute on the clock.
Okay, so the man should find way to go to welfare so that they will put him through.
Who's welfare?
The Nigerian, never let him go for welfare, Nigerian welfare. This human rights.
Okay.
Human rights. So that they will intervene with the family to know what is going on before they can take it. If it needs hospital something, they will psychiatry him something.
Okay.
Go for him.
So he should go to Nigerian welfare. Fantastic. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. So if you're a caller, your advice to check out some Nigerian institutions, one of which would be welfare, human rights institutions. Well, there are quite a number of non-governmental human rights organizations, I think. Well, I have to confirm that, but yeah. Hello, Confessions Thursday.
Hello, good afternoon.
You have to speak up for us. You have a confession.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I'm a lady, and Joyce, is it a problem for someone to be handicapped? I think you look like a plague.
You look like it.
Yeah.
Or you are it.
I'm not it, but the way
no, I'm not saying you
treat you, you know, like you look like forbidding something.
Who's treating you that way?
You cannot, like, I don't know, I'll call back.
Okay, alright, I hope you do. Confessions Thursday. The Sunny Side, my name's Joyce. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. My name's Joyce, and I would like to go to WhatsApp. And we have a few minutes before top of the hour where I get to bring to you Lost to the Headlines. And I'm not sure it's enough time to inject a solid conversation. So I'll just read messages. There's a gentleman here. I'll just read the message. There's no name. He says, is this guy really 61? He doesn't sound or think like one. Such feeling of entitlement won't get him anywhere. This one is a whole thesis, actually. That man at 61 who has nobody as support system should check himself and introspect his past. I'm not minimizing his experience, but many have not built good relationships or good financial business decisions at their prime. People like him may have been harsh, irresponsible, and his family mean... mean... argumentative, incorrigible to ideas brought to him, and now the chips are down and they, I think you mean, have left him with nothing, yet they won't introspect amid even his church will now know his attitude, and until he humbles himself and introspect and have a change of mindset, he won't prosper. There are driver jobs everywhere in bounds. I see daily that he can earn 70,000 pounds. I see daily that he can earn upwards. He won't humble himself and take that for a start. Why? Quite a number of you are suggesting that he is not a humble person. Okay. So someone is saying, well, the story isn't adding up. He has invited you to come check. He has said, at 61... you someone sound like that? He's still a kid. Why are people on WhatsApp saying that? Well, it does quite appear that people do not believe, first, that he is 61. Second, there's an assumption. People at least are... maybe that's their deduction. They deduct that he is arrogant and... all right. Let's see. Look, top of the hour. I have to go. And the conversation continues on the other side of one. My name's Joyce. We're Nigeria Info. When you call in, you don't say your name. The sunny side. I have a message here. Hi, Joyce. That man wants Canada and U.S. that deny established medical doctor's visa to grant him one after listening to him on Nigeria Info on Nigerian radio. You've got a clear case of mental imbalance on your hands, Joyce. I suggest you focus on more real confessions. Some people dream, and maybe... maybe dreaming is good, but when it's on the fringes, now we're talking miracles. So who knows? Maybe the U.S. is indeed listening, and they can add him to a list of 50-plus million Nigerians who would like a ticket out of here. 0700-993-993-993. Confessions Thursday on Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Hello. Good afternoon to you. Make it back. Hello. How are you? How are you doing?
Hello, good afternoon.
Confessions Thursday, good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, I have a confession.
Well, time's of the essence. You want to really get to the belly of it? I'm with you. Go ahead.
I have a confession, Joyce.
I heard you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. Joyce, my confession is a little bit long, but it's kind of heartbreaking, and I'm trying to make a decision of myself to know what to do.
I mean, I think you can summarize. I know that the details makes it long, but I believe that there is a way that you can compress it and give us the facts.
Okay, Joyce.
Yeah.
I'm married with a kid, and I and my wife are staying together. And
could you speak up? Speak closer to your mouthpiece so we can hear you and not misjudge something.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
That's a lot better. Thank you.
Okay. So I and my wife are staying together with a kid, and I was seduced by the senior sister, and I slept with the senior sister, and I make love with the senior sister. So,
whose senior sister? Your wife's elder sister?
Yes.
She seduced you?
I was seduced by her, then I slept with her.
Hello? Hello? Oh, I'm so sorry I lost you. Could you please call back? Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm not sure what happened to that connection. I sincerely apologize. Please make it back. please make it back. So apparently this long story has already started. We're hoping to follow you through. Yeah, the details of it. The Sunny Side Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon. You ready?
Charles.
The volume of your radio set, lady.
Yes, good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon.
My name is Blessing from Bayana. Can you please lick me up with that man?
What man is it?
Yes, the man that is looking for accommodation.
Fantastic. You have an accommodation for him?
Yes, lick me up with him.
Okay, good. So, how's it supposed to work? I guess he's supposed to call back and then...
I've been trying since. I don't know if I can get you, but can you take my number?
I am trying to do that. If you gave me a minute, I could try. Just hold on a second. All right. So what do you want to do for him?
I want to... He said he needs accommodation. That is the only thing I can offer him.
Is it possible that this accommodation, you can let it off for about a year or two?
I don't know anything about travel to abroad, but if it is accommodation... So getting a driving work, I think I can do that.
Okay. And do you understand that we don't know who this guy is? We don't know the details. We don't know the facts.
I will do an investigation myself. I can't bring him come to house like that.
Uh-huh. And then we are hoping this goes out good. And in the event that something goes bad, you know that would not concern me in the least.
I know, but I've been doing this for long.
No. It's not about how long you've been doing it. It's the fact that you don't know what's coming. And so if you're willing to take up on this, it's a good thing. But you understand that if anything goes wrong, you can't tell me about it and make it my fault.
Not till we go wrong.
No. That's not the answer. That's not what I want from you. If something goes wrong...
No, it's no problem.
No. Do you understand what I mean? Say, for example, something happens to your bag...
Charles, nothing is going to happen. And
if something happens, you are responsible. Do you understand that? Do you understand?
I understand, Joy.
Okay.
Go. You set my number. Let me up with me.
All right. Thank you. The Sunny Side, welcome to the show then. Well, look, I'm not trying to stop you from helping him. I'm saying that, well, of course, now you should know that there's much you might need to do by way of trying to investigate this. You must have time on your hands. And nobody's saying don't do it. But believe me, you want to be careful. God, you want to be careful. Like, you have to know it to know what you're dealing with. And I wish you good. I wish you good. Hello, how are you? Confessions Thursday. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. My name's Joyce. You don't say your name. Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joyce.
Confessions Thursday, do you have a confession? It has to be a confession.
I want to speak in one or two words about the lady that I just called now.
No, I don't want to talk about her. Let's leave that out. Let's not talk about the lady.
Okay, for that man, if really the man needs help and he decided to do something stupid, I don't think he will go scot-free. Let's hope he will not do something funny. With this help that he's looking for.
All
thank
right.
You, Joyce.
Confessions Thursday. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Yeah,
Confessions Thursday, do you have a confession?
I do.
All right, let's get to it. If you would speak up for us, that would be great. Thank you.
Yeah, I do. Yes, good afternoon, Joyce. My name is Kenji.
Hi. You're not supposed to tell us your name.
Oh, yeah.
Call back then. Hello, Confessions Thursday. The volume of your radio set.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, please. I'm a student. It's been a while I've been in school. I've been working and then going to school at the same time as a distant learning student, actually. But it's been after 2 years now. The school fee is becoming very tricky. My parents doesn't have anything. I don't know if Nigeria can help.
Okay. All right. Hopefully they can.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Confessions Thursday?
No, that's it.
Speak up for us. Turn off the volume of your radio set. It's Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon, ma.
Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. It's Confessions. Do you have a confession?
Yes, Joy.
Thank you very much. That's clear. Let's hear you. Go ahead.
Just good afternoon.
Afternoon, sure. Go ahead.
I have a problem with the... Lagos Teaching Hospital.
Oh.
My son has adenoid. They say it is adenoid from birth. of they say the surgery. We tried to do the surgery, but the doctors there were no longer, the ones that have been handling the case is no longer there. And the new doctor there now said he cannot attend more than two patients from the other doctors in a day. So we have a big problem. And the child is not breathing well. I keep on spending a lot of money in taking care of that child for that child to breathe well. So please, Joyce, where can I go? How can, who can help me out?
The other doctor, the one who was initial, the one who attended to you first, probably, did he leave the country? What's the story?
He left the country. He's right in the UK now.
Oh, wow. Hey, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. It's Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon.
Do you have a confession?
Yes.
Confessions Thursday, let's go.
Okay, I'm fighting, I'm having a challenge myself. Like, there are some things I do that I don't like anymore. And I've been trying to raise the stop, but it keeps getting worse. So, one of which is masturbation, one is pornography. I've been fighting it for some time now, over 4 years now. And it keeps getting worse. Anytime I try to stop it, it just keeps getting worse. So, I don't know what to do.
You know what to do. Why do you not like it anymore?
Because
he's... Hello? I'm with
you. Hello?
I can hear you.
Because he's... I find it's very bad.
Who told you it's bad?
It's very bad.
Who told you that? How did you find out it's bad?
I just know that it's not right.
How did you arrive at that? I mean, you say you just know. Is this a religious influence? Is this a conscience thing? Did your mama tell you it's bad? Did your father tell you? You know, who told you it's bad? Because we need to trace this thing.
Well, nobody told me, but based on religion, based on... most people don't know about it. It's just a secret from which I'm fighting to try to stop.
Okay.
And I don't know how to go.
So you think it's bad?
Yes.
Okay. I think that you need to educate your thought. So if you say, I think it's bad, I want you to see whether you can study why it is bad. Do you understand? Because the only reason it sounds as though you don't know, I don't know where you're going to for help. I think that one, you need to understand why it's bad so that you understand why you have to do the things that you must do about it. For example, deleting the videos. Two, telling yourself you're not going to watch them again. And so you institute measures that prevents you from watching them again. And then when the urge to masturbate comes upon you, then you willfully suppress it. You are at war. So imagine yourself in a fight with a guy your age. And he's hit you in the face. He's hit you in the belly. Then he hits you in the face again. You don't stand there and say you don't know what you're going to do, because at that point, all rules are off. It's like you're beating this guy or you're beating this guy. Right?
Okay.
So you do everything that you can to get that guy down. Everything. Everything. So that's exactly where you are. But this time around, it's mental. It's emotional, it's spiritual, and it's trying to control you. And what you must do is educate your knowledge so that knowledge becomes a weapon for you. So you can say, I don't like this one. How do you feel after doing it?
Well, most times I can say it's the way of relieving myself from the family. I can't sleep at night, no.
Yeah. Relieving yourself from what?
That, I don't know, maybe from...
No. Don't rush it. No. Relieving yourself from what? You must know it. You don't have the luxury to not know. You must know it. From what? So, because what that means is, the way you can find out what you're relieving yourself from is, there's an illusion of what you think you're relieving yourself from. The moment you understand that there's nothing wrong with me and I don't need to release myself, I don't need to relieve myself, then you know that every time that thing comes upon you telling you to relieve yourself, you know it's a lie. That's how you fight this thing, man. You can't say you don't know. Who goes to war and death is a concern? So you go at this thing like you are willing to give it everything. You don't know. How do you go to war? You don't know. You can't even beat this thing if you don't know. So you must know, because that's the only way you're going to beat it.
Okay.
So you turn off the videos. And so I think if you succeed with turning off the videos, that spirit that causes you to masturbate is probably always going to come. And it's a fight. That's what it is. You're at war. It's a fight. Then you go at it with what you know. So you educate yourself, read about it, and feel what happens to you when you do it. At least if you don't do it today, think about all those times you've done it and how did you feel? Did you feel dirt? Did you feel shame? Did you feel humiliated? Those are information you can use. So you can say to yourself, I don't want to be a man who feels like dirt after masturbating. That's a good weapon to throw. So when the thing says, oh, come, let's play. And you say, no, I'm not going to go down to hell. Do you understand?
Yeah.
You see, I said, you understand. You said, huh. It's either you understand or you're sitting with that thing. No.
I understand.
And it never gets better. It never gets better. It's do or die.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hey, Confessions Thursday.
Hello, Joyce.
Confessions Thursday, good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
Yeah. No, I don't have a confession. Yeah. I want you to link me up with that woman that says she can give a driving job.
I should also link you to the woman who says she can give driving job.
Yes.
Jehovah Lequim. Oh, okay. So, you know, let me tell you why this is a little difficult for me. I don't know your story. And I also just want to hope that she can, but I also want her safe. Now, when you say give me your number, I don't know what this is, but I also want her to be safe. And you're asking me to trust that everything is going to be, that you're not the bad guy.
No. I'm a graduate from University of Illinois. But since for some time now, I don't have to like that. I lost my job then. I've not gotten another one. And I have a family man. So when I was listening to the program, I just fell down and I said, let me find something to do. I've applied some places, but they've not called me for interview. So I said, instead of just staying idle, when I hear that she can get a job, I'll just do it for some time. Then if I get a better place, I'll move on.
You say you have a family. How many wives? How many children?
No, I have one wife and three children.
You have three kids. How old are they?
One, the first is 12. Then the second is 8. Then the last is 5.
Where'd you live?
What is it?
Where do you live?
Where I live?
That was the question. Yeah.
I live in Mumbai.
All right. What have you done before now?
Before I've worked in a hotel.
Worked at a hotel is what?
As a manager. I work as a hotel.
Were you fired? Did you steal? Did you beat up somebody?
No. I left the place.
Why?
I just left the place.
You didn't have another job, you just left?
No, I've submitted my application somewhere. In fact, yesterday, I think went to some place to submit my application. But you know, they've not called me. You know, as Nigerian things.
Okay.
They've not called me.
Well, that's why you left the other one. Right. You're not giving quite a clear response.
Did I drop my call? Did I drop my number?
I don't know, it's necessary. What does it end with?
Okay. It ends with.
Have I lost you?
End with 7108.
Okay, so I think
7108.
I have it.
7108.
All right, so hopefully she can
because
help.
My credit is almost finished.
All right, no qualms. Thank you very much for calling.
7108.
God knows I heard you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Hello, Confessions Thursday.
Hello, Joy.
Confessions, turn off the volume of your radio set.
I've done that completely.
Thank you. Confessions, do you have a confession? You have a minute on the clock.
The man that, it's true that that man needs psychological help. But thanks to the lady that has offered to help. And the advice to the lady is that she should do her due diligence to investigate and prove deeply who the man is. So, and I think your radio is doing wonderfully well. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Thank you. It's Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Hello, Joy.
The volume of your radio set, and you must speak up. Turn off the volume of your radio set.
I've calmed down.
You ready for this?
Yes.
Let's go. Afternoon. Confessions. You have a confession, right?
Yes, I have one.
All right.
Yeah, I cheated on my husband last year.
Last year?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he later found out. After he found out the relationship has not been the way it used to have been.
Honey, talk now. Talk.
Yes, the relationship has been done. He has not been looking after me.
Looking after you? Are you going to call back? Well, I hope you call back, because, I mean, you know you have to call back, right? Well, I hope you do, because we need to understand the story. So there's, like, why did you cheat? And are you happy you did? Of course, I would think that you would expect that if he ever found out that things would, at least for the moment, not be the same as they used to. And then I want to understand what you think about what you have done and what you think the consequences of the action should be, and whether you have thought about a separation, and whether he has spoken about a separation, or whether he's willing to forgive you. Like, there's much to be said. Was this much to discuss? So I hope you call back. Thank you. Confessions Thursday, hello.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Confessions Thursday, it's good to have you here. You have a confession, right?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
Please, I just want to say I'm a young lady who is trying to survive. I do baking business, you know, and pastries. And, Jesse, you know how everything is now expensive. And they stole my phone just 4 days ago now. And I have customers, supermarkets, which I reach out to. And then those people, you can't just call them on phone. You have to WhatsApp or IG, you know, social media. So I'm just like kind of confused now, because I can't use my business money to go and get a smartphone. Very expensive right now. Like, the one I check out is the lowest, the least now is from 60 upwards. And I can't really afford it right now. So, please, I'm not asking Nigerians for any brand, just the one that I could be able to, you know, reach out to my customers. At least I've gathered a little customer, please.
No, it's confession, Thursday. This is not a confession.
Okay.
It's not a confession.
Sorry.
And you don't have it bad. You don't.
Sorry?
You don't have it bad. You're not in a bad situation. It's not the best, but it's not the worst. No, it's not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
But seriously, it's giving me...
I think so. I think you can speak to your suppliers. By the way, hold on. I'll be right back. The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. I have a message here. Hello, Joyce. Please, the guy that has issues with the Lagos Teaching Hospital can DM on Twitter the Commissioner for Health, Lagos. You say he is active on social media platforms. I have watched him speaking on doctors leaving the country, but I doubt he is aware of how bad it is in terms of how available doctors respond to patients' files transferred to them. this is a very serious issue in our health sector. So to the gentleman who called earlier on about his son being in a situation, sincerely, I hope you find the courage to endure this phase of life. I hear that you can DM the Commissioner of Health, Lagos, and hopefully he might be able to at least speak on it or look into it better. Look into it. That would be better, because what else is there to do if not help with the problem? Thank you, by the way, for calling this Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you. You're on Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Hello. Hello. Confessions Thursday.
Hello, Joyce.
Afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. I called before. My name is Friday. As I was saying about the hospital of my son.
Oh.
The doctor that was attending to him at the general hospital there, his name is Adedunyi. Adedunyi, and the man is expert indeed. Because the man advised me not to go for operation at that moment. That the operation is 50-50. That we should hold on, let him handle the case the way he is learned on his own. And he has been handling the case, and the thing has been subsiding since 4 or 5 months ago that the man left. They give us appointment, we go to hospital, he's no longer there. It's somebody that told us, somebody that loved me so much there. It's the one that told us that the man is no longer in Nigeria, is not working with hospital again here. They have got an appointment in abroad, UK.
So, I think you should DM the commissioner on Twitter. You mentioned that earlier.
Yes. So, I don't know.
Exactly why I'm asking you to DM the commissioner. Someone suggested that you do that.
I should do what?
DM on Twitter, the commissioner for health. Someone suggests that he responds to messages. At least he might respond.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how to do that.
Well, you can find out. It's not science. You have a phone, right?
Yes, I have
a smartphone. You have Twitter on your phone?
I have Twitter on my phone.
Yeah, no, speak to the boys on your compound now. You say you don't know how to do. Are you just going to sit down there and not try to? You can even Google how to send a DM.
Who will I send it to?
Commissioner of Health, Lagos, Professor Akin Abayomi. You can also Google who is the Commissioner of Health for Lagos. You know you can actually do that.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Then if you don't know how to use Twitter, the boys in your compound can help you out.
Okay, I will do that.
Yeah, after thank
that.
You.
Sure. I'll do that. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome. Tonight, 9.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. It's Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Turn up the volume of your radio set.
Yes,
Confessions Thursday, do you have a confession?
Yes.
Are you going to speak up for us?
Well, I hear me now.
It's not good enough, but let's hear you. What's your story?
What happened is that I'm a man, married to a lady, and I have 3 kids. But I work with somebody as a driver, and they pay me 30,000. But what I want to convey is that the money is not even enough to cater for my needs. What I usually do is, anywhere they are doing party, I will send my kids there with nylon bags so they will gather some food. That's how we used to sustain ourselves. So
you don't have a confession.
I'm sorry.
I want a confession. You don't have a confession. And I cannot give everybody a job. I can't seem to do that. And that's not what the show is about. And I understand how hard it is. And this is why Nigeria must work. So I know you understand it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm so sorry it's this hard. Thank you. Please, it's confessions. It has to be confessions. I cannot... I'm not sure that it's possible that I can manage even the stories of the conditions that people find, the economic conditions that people find themselves in. And I ask that you please understand that that's not what the show is about. So let's leave it on confession strictly. Thank you. Hello, welcome to the show. It's Confessions Thursday. Nigeria Info, hello.
Hello, Brad.
Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yeah.
Do you have a confession?
Yes, ma'am.
Sure, you speak boldly. Speak. Are you ready? Okay. You can go ahead.
Are you hearing me, ma'am?
I'm listening, sure.
Okay. I'm currently working.
Is this a confession?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, as a civil servant.
Nice.
So, for the past 5 months, we have not been paid. But where I'm staying, my rent has expired since March. So, explain everything to my landlord that this is what is going on. So, if you just hold on to the payoff, then I will settle the rent. But he refused. Even as I'm talking to you now, because I stay in Barriga, all this rent has been falling for the past 3 months now. What is coming out from my house with the situation, my home theater, my gen, everything because of the water. But with all these situations, yet he's saying that I should give or I pay the rent. But I try to explain everything to her that, okay, this is what is going on. Can you just hold on? See, when the government is setting laws.
Nigeria Info, it's Confessions Thursday. Hello, welcome to the show. When you're calling, you don't say your name. It's Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Confessions Thursday, do you have a confession?
Yes, I do.
Please speak up and go ahead.
There's a lady I really offended. I'm actually married, but I have an issue with my wife then when I met the lady. So I really want to marry her then. But along the line, my church has to intervene and sort out the issue between my wife.
Could you speak up? Your church did what?
Along the line, my church has to intervene the issue between me and my wife to sort out the issue.
Okay.
And the lady have taken. So I actually really want to marry her because of the issue, which I let her know initially. I'm married, I have a kid. So, she took it. She now wanted to come back to my house. I said, no.
Wait, she took in after your church resolved the issue you had with your wife?
No. She took in before the issue between her wife have resolved.
Okay.
So, I was like, I don't just want to in there together so that they'll be coming at home. I have to get her apartment.
Did you tell your wife then?
Come again?
Did you tell your wife?
No, actually I didn't.
Okay, so go ahead.
I didn't. So I now got an apartment somewhere in Palomo. So she insisted that she wants to put to bed in my house. I said, no, for the safety of you and also the unborn child. You know that my wife is it's not that my wife will harm her, but I just want to keep her in a safer place. So she picked an offense from there, get angry, rent the house, and get the money and get back.
What? What? She entered what house? The apartment you got for her?
Yeah, she rented the house, the apartment, get the money, and go away
She did what with the money? Could you speak up for us, please? Make an adjustment there. Could you speak up so we can hear you?
She rented the house and gave the money back.
And gave you the money?
No, and get the money back.
Oh, she got the money for the apartment?
For the apartment.
And then she left. So that's why you have to speak up so I can hear you. All right.
And she traveled to her village.
Okay.
So all my effort for me to...
All your effort what? Have I lost you?
Everything possible to bring her back. To beg her to understand with me that I will never go to see the child.
Huh?
Yeah.
What?
She says
you'll never see the child?
Yes.
Okay.
I try everything possible for me to... Sometimes she blocks me, sometimes she unblocks me. I will call her. Okay, fine. Even though she doesn't marry me, no problem. I
want to... Do you want to marry her?
Yes, I do.
And you already have... But you have a wife, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to keep her away from the other woman so that you're married to two women and they don't know?
Yes.
Are you saying yes?
She's already known.
Who knows? Does your wife know?
I have to let my wife know.
Does your wife know?
then she wasn't aware then, but now she's aware.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
So, in fact, I know. Then she was very, very angry. But I really want to at least take the commitment as a father to take care of the child and for the mother. Even though she's not marrying me, let me just see my child. And the child is of age now. It's 1 year, and this year, June, the child is 1 year. Which I want to take the child of.
Has your wife accepted her? Is your wife cool with this situation?
Yeah,
but is she fine now? Like, she's forgiven you and she's willing to take another wife and the child?
I don't want to talk about that. It was her behavior that pushed me to do that. It wasn't my intention.
Nobody's behavior pushes you to do anything. You do what you do.
So, what I want now, I don't know how, if I can be able to get to send the number to get in touch with the lady.
If you can send the number to me.
Yes, yeah, like, I help me talk to the girl. I really don't want to see the child.
Sorry, bring it back. What did you say about sending your number to me? What am I supposed to do?
So, I really send an apology to her.
I should apologize on your behalf.
Yes.
Wow, you're reaching. Oh, wow. I don't want to be involved in your tale. I don't like the setup and I don't want to be anywhere in it. It's you created this. You handle it. Do you understand?
In fact, I have tried everything possible to bring her also to...
Yeah, then maybe she's not ready. Have you thought about that? Maybe now she's probably still upset. Well, you're going to keep speaking to her until the day she's willing to speak to you.
Why the child is a baby boy. I cannot be keeping her home.
Yeah, you can't force her to forgive you. If she's mad at you, she's mad at you.
Of course. I can't force her to give money to me. Yes, it's true.
No, you can't even force her to forgive you. Like, you can't force that.
It's not doing the child good.
So what do you want to do? Kick her to the curb and take the child away?
Okay, if the child can be with her, let him put the boy in the school. He's not doing anything. And the child is not going to school.
Yeah, so speak to your mom, to speak to her, speak to her mom, speak to her father, speak to her brothers. Don't give me her number to call her. I'm not going to do that. Speak to her family. Appeal to them. Go pay them a visit. Say, look, things happened. You're sorry, but you're here. You want to take responsibility.
I don't even know her village. Please give me the address. I really want.
Well, give her number to the police. Tell the police to call her. Or welfare. Tell them to call her. Child service. Give her number to them. Tell them to call her. And tell them that you are willing, let them tell her on your behalf that you're willing to take responsibility. Everybody else but me. And look, let me say something. She's not happy with you. And you have to respect that.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, so respect it and pray that she...
And I've been begging her day and night. Send that all kind of message. Okay, send me the account number. Let me be paying some money to account monthly. Which I'm going to do that.
Yeah, so speak to welfare.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah, speak to welfare. Tell them the story, and I'm sure that they can help mediate. Yeah. And pray she comes around. At this point, you should be physically praying. Because some of these women, like, they hate you. They're done with you. Like, they hate you until their death. Yeah. Try. And please understand her pain.
I understand very well. I know that she has...
And then tell her you understand that she's mad. Say to her, there's a justification for your anger, and I get it. And take your time. But I want to be here to help. Then let God do the rest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Sure. Sure.
Thank you.
Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Hello. Confessions Thursday. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have a confession.
But you have to speak up.
Okay, I have a confession.
That's good. Let's hear you.
Okay. About my wife.
Uh-huh.
I've been dating now for the past 10 years.
Your wife?
Yeah.
You're dating your wife?
No, we've been married for 10 years. So.
Oh, okay.
So what really happened that in 2017,
we started living together.
Ah, nice.
So.
Speak up now, guy. Like you sounds like when you're Paulo. Speak up. There's no time.
Yeah. So unfortunately, she got pregnant for me.
Unfortunately, your wife got pregnant.
Yeah, because it's not something that we planned already.
Oh,
it
was okay. About
two months after we start living together.
Okay.
So, what happened? And I told her that she should go to my mom's side to give her. She stayed there so that I can able to work, then can raise money for one or two days and baby stuff. So she said she's not going to my mom's side. She has to go to her mom's side.
But
so unfortunately, to put a long story short, we lost the baby.
Oh.
So ever since then, the feelings have not been there anymore. So you say that
the feelings you have towards her.
Yes, because since I was married to her, I told her that he goes to my mom's place, but she refused to go to there. Said my mom is some kind of something this that. She was against my mom.
Oh.
So, but since then, the feelings have not been there. Been
yeah, but she's better off with her mom, though, don't you think?
Yes.
Why do you not like her for that decision?
Because she thought my mom was the one deceiving me or pushing me or this and that.
Oh, that's a different issue, then. Yeah. Oh, that's another problem.
So now we got two children again now. So now if I ask her to go to my mom to just go and spend the holiday with them, since my children are vacate on
school.
On school, yeah. So I'll go spend a month or some weeks with her. He said, no, she's not going to that place, this, that. And my mom also called me that once our children come and spend some vacation with me.
How old are your kids?
I have 3 years old plus. And the other one is 1 year and 4 months.
Oh, they're small. Must your wife go and live with your mom? Like, what if she doesn't want to?
She felt my mom was a witch or something. She said my mom's character is not good, this and that.
Have you tried to discuss this with your wife to find out what resolution can be reached?
Yeah, I've talked to her. She said she don't want anything to... Just, the way she's doing, she just don't want anything to do with her. She thought my mom was involved with the first child I lost back then.
But she has two kids now. She thinks the same way?
Yes. No, she just scared about the first thing that happened. So she don't want to go with her. Yeah. My mom, I keep challenging my mom sometimes. I ask her that, what is really going on? But people said she should go and apologize to my mom.
Well, she should have a conversation with your mom. That's a good idea. I mean, yes. She should say, well, this is how I feel and this is why I feel that way.
Honestly, she don't even bother to go there. She don't want to go there.
Maybe you can help. Maybe you can mediate. You can be the referee in this situation. But you have to be fair where you don't take your mom's side over your wife's side. It's a difficult position.
Honestly, I've tried that. But my mom keep on saying that if she's one that trained me to this extent, because now I'm 30-something.
Mm.
So I said, I always confront my wife. Told her that if the mother you think she's bad, she's the mother trained me up to this and nothing happened to me, then why is it? Because now things are going somehow. So she thought maybe due to bad things that my mama is doing, that's what is happening.
What's a bad thing your mom's doing?
Honestly, you know, my mom was someone that doesn't go to school, but the way she talks sometimes, there's some lies.
Your mom lies?
Yeah, she lies sometimes. But I told her that if she's lying and doesn't affect you, not that she's doing a 30-something, but it just sometimes if she did something, she may call me now, and I didn't pick up. She can come and ask that, what happened? Your husband didn't pick up. Or the way she talks,
I'm telling
my wife that she don't need that.
Okay.
I'm the one that you are dating. You don't need to do all sorts of things with my mom.
Okay.
But she don't listen. So
yeah.
I don't really know. But the feeling I have for her,
because due to what she's doing, honestly,
it's a difficult situation you found yourself. Like, and I think I'm thankful that you're honest about this. If you have also noticed that your mom lies, then look, you understand your wife's position. And I'm not even trying to hold court for her. I'm just saying that I don't even know the details, but there might be honest reasons why she doesn't like your mom. And sometimes these things take time to heal. So don't put your wife in the middle. If your mother wants to see her grandchildren, you can take your children to her. But first of all, I even think your kids are a little too young. Let them grow up a little bit. Then you can actually just ship your children to her. Then they can go stay a month without your wife being present. And sometimes the best way to manage relationship is honestly picking up a phone and saying, good afternoon. Hello. How are you? Fine, ma. How are the children? Fine, fine. Thank you. Bye. Arm's length relationships are sometimes better to manage. When you don't like someone, how do you go and live with them one God week? It's 1 month. Like, why?
My mom do call every day, at least two, in a week she can call more than 5 times in a week just to check on us. And if you have little challenges, she's the one I usually call that, ah, mom, I need some help. But she would think that my mom always call just to confirm if something is going well between us.
Your mom calls you every day?
Yeah, she do call us every day just to check on us because we moved to a new site.
Okay, well, I think that you can tell you know what, let's even get Lagos to react to this. I guess we can give 4 people or 3 an opportunity to speak on this. You're in the middle, and you should, I think that there's a way you can manage this, and you are the front line. You are the front line, and you are the one to manage the relationship.
You
can't force your wife to like your mom.
Yes, I have some other work to do just like that, but one thing about there is that, you know, due to economic changing of the environment, changing of school, children's school, so things are not going, so I have to work hard. So I don't even have the chance just to put her through or call my mom to come.
Then spend some time talking to your wife and but don't force the relationship. By the way, tell your mom to wait, let the kids grow up a little bit more, then you can always just ship the kids to her.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's one way. By the way, thank you for calling. That's a very stressful picture, man. So if you have something you want to say about that, yeah, you have about a minute less, actually. Hello.
Good afternoon, Joy.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah, I just want to speak on the last caller.
30 seconds, actually.
Yeah, I think he has been imposing his mom on the wife. That's why the wife has been refusing. I think you should just let her be. Over time, I think they are going to come together.
Yeah.
Just as you have advised it.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. We're actually live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemowa, on Instagram. Nigeria Info. Off on a break. We'll be right back. It's Confessions Thursday. Confessions Thursday, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Telephone lines up. Have about a minute and a half. Hello. The volume of your radio set. Hey.
Hello.
Welcome. Confessions. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have a confession.
We don't even have forever. So you want to really hit the nail on the head in 1 minute.
Yes, I have one issue that started when I was 18 years.
What's it?
So my father initiated me into something that time that I was thinking, because they called it in my village. They said it's a youth leader. So I ride on. Without this thing, thought it was so. I was doing the thing.
Is that a cult? Were you initiated into a cult?
Yeah.
Call it something. Call it what it is. A cult. Okay.
So many initiation was done that time. That's the whole full community did the initiation. So not knowing what it's all about. So when I was growing up, I got a work that I was doing, and one of our family member that was a learner at that time called me. He told me that this thing that you accepted, do you know what it's all about? I don't know. So it seemed that explained to me that a certain time of my life that
I cannot walk again, that I will need to come back. So why?
To be a chief priest, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So I didn't just bother about that because I thought before that time I would be able to fight or say no.
Okay.
Really, I got when I finished my school, I got a job in a very fine place. And I was working till 2019.
Oh, this is a long story. Pardon me for interrupting you. I want to go off on a break to bring the headlines. Now, if you can hold on, that would be good. If you can call me back, that would be good. Because you're already on your story, and I think I'd like for you to complete it. All right, thank you very much. I appreciate Lagos, Nigeria. We're off on a break to bring you lots of the headlines. We'll be right back. My name's Joyce, your Nigeria Info. It's Confessions Thursday. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Now, we draw the curtains on today's edition of Confessions Thursday, but I did give my word to the last caller. I mean, he was already halfway into the story, right? So we might as well just give only him, just him alone, an opportunity to conclude that story. And God, I even want to tell you something. We're Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. You're on the sunny side. And I'm live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemowa, on Instagram. You're going to hear a caller who was initiated into a cult by his father. Please do me a favor. We're done with Confessions Thursday today. I'm only continuing this because of the last caller who was on his story. So please bear. And this is the moment where I tell you that Confessions Thursday will make a comeback next Thursday. You're wonderful. And I know you are. Hey, Nigeria Info.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
I have a confession.
God will bless you when you call me next week. You have to call me next week. I'm sorry, we're done today. You know the timing, right?
Oh.
Yeah, be a darling. Call me next week.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. That went well. Yeah, so we're just waiting for one person. Hey, hello. Hello. The volume of your radio set.
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah. Turn up the volume. Wow.
I think that was...
What?
Now, I am working. 2019, they called me that I should rush down to my site, and I went. And the whole committee started discussing the thing, telling me what the thing is all about. But I refuse because what the thing implies is I'm going to resign from where I'm working and pack down to a village. When I refuse, they said nobody has done that in the history of the thing. That if I have to do that, that it has so many consequences. I said, okay, which is what? They started giving me so many things that in fact, even if you say that can never work. Now, I reject it. But I'm telling you, from that 2019 to I've suffered. They have pushed me out of the work. So many, too many problems. 2019, I don't know how those things work because where I'm working, I am serving as one of the big supervisors there. I just lost money. I didn't know how it came about. That 2019, I pay about 1.8. 2020, I pay about 1.2. I don't know what is going on. But it's not. I didn't know what to do again. I have to. When I pay the last one, I have to run away. And I left my job. But the another one they said I should pay 1.2. I didn't know what to. I ran away.
All these something. What's it for?
Yeah.
The one point something, is it your village people asking you to pay the money?
1.2 million naira.
Who's asking? Who's making those demands?
Where I'm working now.
Why are you paying your employer money?
Because I'm in charge of money, but I don't know how money is. Missing in my
Oh, that's the thing. So money gets stolen and then have to pay it back.
Even the one I have in my account, my savings, my entire savings, I use them there.
Okay.
But the thing is that because all these things happen, I still to stand my ground that never. And what now happened is that
I didn't go. But they have replaced me with somebody. But you know, when I stepped out of my job, April last year, they called me that actually the money they said got missing did not miss, that they have found the money that I should resume back on my work. But I decided not to go. Throughout last year, I just keep doing nothing. But up to now, I'm seeing some things because they used to come and fight me with snake, even broad daylight on top of bed, anywhere, even in my parlor. I just come in like this, see snake. So many at a time, I ran away. I don't know where I'm going to. Now I've lost everything. The last property that I was having there, they said it has been stolen. So as it is now, because I ran to church and I stayed there all throughout last year, didn't go anywhere. So this year now, I am out. I don't know where to go. Even as it stands now, my daughter that is in university, I'm planning now to go and drop her. I have nothing as I'm speaking now. I don't know.
Your job called you back and you didn't go.
I didn't go because I thought the thing would continue. I didn't want any problem again.
God,
I'm almost running mad.
Your job called you back and you didn't go. They told you that the money that was supposedly lost had been found. Then they say, come back and work. And you didn't go.
No, because why I didn't go? I thought those because, you see, I step out, they find the money. I was there now, they couldn't find the money. I was even the people close, everybody is just joining hands, fighting me. I didn't know what to do.
Everybody is joining their hands, fighting you. Who's fighting you?
So many problems.
Hold on, wait a second. When you gave up the calling of the devil, where did you go? To whom did you go?
I went to church. I was just, throughout last year, I was in the church.
What does that mean? You just sat in church?
I was just sleeping in the church. I didn't know where to go. I was just there early morning. I'll go to church.
Okay, so let me say this, because you're driving me off the edge. When you run away from Satan, you run into something stronger. What do you mean you went to the church? To do what? Or you run to the cross?
I was just there in the church praying.
Well, that's not how you run away from Satan. Like, that's not how you fix the problem. You say they put you in a cult. You say you don't want to stay there. Don't you know what they called you into? You say they told you the consequences of giving it up, right? And you say the consequences are so bad, but it somehow you insisted that you're not going to serve the dark. Then you left, you go and sit down in the church. What do you think this is?
My sister, I really, the thing worked a little because those snakes that is coming to fight me, when I sleep there, I don't see them. That is why I just feel comfortably staying there. Too many, even in the night like this.
That's the point. That's the point. You can't be acting surprised, you know? You know what this thing is. You know this is witchcraft. They send a snake. You know what this is. So you're either going to go back to Satan or you're going to run to something better and you bury yourself there.
Yes, even now.
So there's no way you are in Christ and we're having this conversation because there's only one thing that happens.
Trying to say now, as it is now, I am free. I'm sleeping in my, I have rented a place again now. I am sleeping there without seeing snake. I am sleeping there without having one of my hands all of a sudden started paining me. Having too many things that I've been seeing before in my physical life.
You told me all of this story just to end up that you're looking for a job. That's really where all of this is going.
No, the thing is that as it is now, I am getting out of it. I am coming out now. Where the thing is inching me is that I will continue to hold the stronger God that I'm serving. Because he that did it for me. So as it is now,
I am really, really, really down.
You're down? What does that mean?
I don't have anywhere to go to as I'm coming out.
What do you mean you don't have anywhere to go?
I don't know. Even my daughter, I'm dropping her now from her school because I don't have anything. As I'm coming, even the little money I was having in my, I used it to settle the first day before they told me now that I've seen the other one. So
basically, you told me this witchcraft story only to just end up with you're looking for a job. That's really what this is.
No. I don't, even though I didn't, I can't. Even I've started where I'm staying now in Lagos, I've started doing a little farm there.
What do you want?
Till I will see job to do.
So what's the confession here?
The confession is that those things that I've put in my hands, I'm just so, though I, like I told you, I have Christ now. I'm just going to my village now, I cannot go. So the advice now, I don't know if I can, because we lost somebody and they're calling me to come. I don't know if I should go or I should not go.
What do you think?
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've not gone there for that since 2015.
Why are you asking if you should go? Do you want to go?
Because my dad is not alive again. So, and
do you want to go?
Yes.
You're not supposed to live under your father's shadow. You're a man of your own, so you must know the truths upon which you fortify yourself by. Do you want to go?
Yes.
Then go. Are you afraid?
I'm just thinking that maybe if I'll go, since they have attacked me spiritually, they might come and attack me.
You know how this thing works. They can attack you anywhere. If you're in Lagos, if you're in the U.S., they can attack you from here, there.
Yeah, but the physical, because them don't know where I'm staying.
Then if you're not sure about going, then don't.
That because they don't know where I'm.
If you're not sure, then don't. If you're not sure, then don't. If you're sure, then you go.
Okay. Though I truly want to go, but
hey, then go. If you want to go, then go.
Okay.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you very much.
So, thank you. Thank you for calling. Look, thank you. And I really have to get in on the Lords of Logic, but I really want to say something. Yesterday on the show, while we were speaking on Destiny Helpers, well, by the way, Confessions Thursday makes a comeback next Thursday. Next Thursday. Thank you for your understanding. We're about to go to Lords of Logic.